Believe. Fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, that ye may learn self-restraint. This is a verse from the Holy Quran. Welcome, faithful viewers, to today's episode of A Journey Through Ascetic Realms. This year's holy month of Ramadan has just started, and in its honor, we will look at the origins and the practice of fasting in Islam, as well as in some of the other world's religions. Ramadan is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In Islam, fasting is called Saum and literally means to abstain. From dawn until dusk, Muslims are required to abstain from drinking and eating, smoking, and anything which is not of a good and pure nature. Saum during Ramadan is one of the five pillars of Islam. The Prophet is reported to have said fasting is a shield and a secure fortress against hellfire. In the noble Quran, it is stated,
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
Of fasting are to curb one's desires and to experience nearness to God. The physical practice of abstaining from drink and food should go along with increased spiritual practice, such as prayer, reading the Holy Scriptures, devotion to God, and remembering God's names, as outlined in the Quran. And remember the name of thy Lord and devote thyself to Him with complete devotion. Many Muslims traditionally end their fasts in Ramadan with water or dates, as was the recorded practice of Prophet Muhammad. In Hinduism, fasting, which is known as Vrat or Vratam, is an integral part of religion. According to Hindu belief, the world is full of distractions which keep people away from pursuing the path of spirituality. So one must strive to put restraints on oneself, to focus one's mind, and one way of focusing is fasting. As each day of the week is dedicated to a particular deity, the devotees can fast on any day they choose. Vrat serves a twofold purpose. First, it is a form of meditation, or mind control, which strengthens body, mind, and soul. Second, from the point of Ayurveda, the ancient Hindu medical system, fasting cleanses and corrects the digestive system and restores emotional balance. Fasting is also practiced by Jews and Christians and is frequently referred to in the Holy Bible. In Judaism, fasting means complete abstinence from food and drink, including water. Traditionally, Jews practice complete fasting on up to 6 days per year, including the major feast days of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and Tisha B'Av, the Day of Remembering, the departure from the homeland 2,000 years ago. According to the Old Testament, Moses fasted for 40 days before receiving the Ten Commandments, and Elijah also fasted for 40 days when he encountered God before the anointing of his follower, Elisha. Among Christians, fasting is practiced in a wide variety, ranging from the abstinence of certain kinds of foods, such as from meat on Fridays, to the complete abstinence from food and drink, including water. This complete fast is nowadays still practiced by adherents of the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints on the first Sunday of each month. Other Christian fasting seasons are the Nativity Fast for 40 days, the fast in commemoration of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary, 40 days, and the Holy Week before Easter, 7 days. There is also the Eucharist Fast before taking the Holy Eucharist or Holy Communion, symbolizing Jesus' final meal with his disciples. According to the New Testament, Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wilderness. The Lent fast in the Catholic Church is a 40-day partial fast to commemorate this. The Sufi saint Al-Ghazali outlined two other dimensions of fasting besides the physical one. Special fasting means keeping one's ears, eyes, tongue, hands, and feet, and all other organs free from sin. And extra special fasting, which means fasting of the heart from unworthy concerns and worldly thoughts in total disregard of everything but Allah. Furthermore, in a general note about what food to choose, Al-Ghazali wrote, "Compassionate eating leads to compassionate living." Another Sufi mystic, the poet Rumi, wrote a verse about fasting.
زهی حلاوت پنهان در این خلای شکم، مثال چنگ بود آدمی نه بیش و نه کم. چنان که گر شکم چنگ پر شود مثلا، نه ناله آید از آن چنگ پر نه زیر و نه بم. اگر ز روزه بسوزد دماغ و اشکم تو، ز سوز ناله براید ز سینه ات هر دم. هزار پرده بسوزی به هر دمی زان سوز، هزار پایه براری به همت و به قدم.
We will be back soon with more about the spiritual aspects of fasting in religions. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Joining us again on a journey through ascetic realms and our exploration of fasting in religions. Fasting is one of the great ways of approaching God. It releases the life force from enslavement to food, showing you that it is God who really sustains the life in your body, Swami Yogananda. The Hindu spiritual teacher and physician Swami Sivananda writes, "Fasting controls the tongue in particular, which is the deadliest enemy of man. Just as impure gold is rendered pure by melting it in the crucible again and again, so also this impure mind is rendered purer by repeated fasting." From a yogic point of view, fasting is considered an aid in meditation, as food causes the stomach to work, thereby accelerating the blood circulation towards the digestive organs, decreasing the circulation towards the head and making one sleepy. Fasting on Ekadashi days is considered important, as the moon influences the mind when it waxes or wanes. The mind is considered to move through the various chakras, which are energy centers and reside in the eyebrow chakra and in the heart chakra on the respective two Ekadashi days. The mind is considered to be extroverted when it moves through the other chakras, but introverted and nearer to oneself when it is in the eyebrow or heart chakra. Therefore, one is naturally capable of concentration, and spiritual practitioners take advantage of these 2 days to practice deep meditation. However, for people who are ill or old, the methods of fasting in Hinduism can be adjusted, and is regarded as important that fasting is meant to be a means of strengthening and purification, and should not be confused with starvation. Keeping in mind the words which Lord Krishna spoke in the Bhagavad Gita, "Yoga of meditation is not possible, O Arjuna, for the one who eats too much, or who does not eat at all, who sleeps too much, or who keeps awake." Many other great spiritual teachers, such as Zarathustra, and philosophers practiced fasting, including Greece's Plato, Aristotle, Pythagoras, Hippocrates, Chinese philosopher Confucius, Italian inventor and artist Leonardo da Vinci, and India's peaceful leader Mahatma Gandhi. Many of these eminent individuals were also vegetarians. It is reported that Pythagoras required his disciples to keep a fast of 40 days before initiating them into the highest mysteries. Furthermore, Pythagoras is also known to have been a strict vegetarian. He is quoted to have said, "For as long as men massacre animals, they will kill each other." In Jewish belief, fasting can atone for past sins. According to the Old Testament, calamities can occur as a result of wrongdoing. Therefore, individuals and communities often fast to avert catastrophes. However, it is the regretting and rectification of wrongdoing which are the keys for having one's sins being forgiven, as the prophet Isaiah said.
Hakaze yiyeh tzom efcharehu, yom anot adam nafsho, halachof כאגמון ראשו ושק ואפר יציע. הלזה תקרא צום ויום רצון לאדוני. הלא פרוס לרעב לחמך ועניים מרודים תביא בית. כי תראה ארום וכיסית ומבשרך לא תתעלם. אז יבקע כשחר אורך וארוחתך מהרה תצמח. והלך לפניך צדקך כבוד אדוני יאספך.
According to Matthew, Jesus also spoke about true fasting and its benefit. "When you fast, do not look somber, as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." The Essene Gospel of Peace continues to narrate, "By the bed of a stream many sick fasted and prayed with God's angels for 7 days and 7 nights, and great was their reward because they followed Jesus' words, and with the passing of the 7th day all their sickness left them." The evangelist Matthew also recounts that when Jesus drove a demon out of a little boy and his disciple asked him why they couldn't do it, he told them it was because they have so little faith and that this kind of spirit does not go out except by prayer and fasting. The Noble Quran says, "Fasting for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. And as for those who can fast with difficulty, i.e. an old man, etc., they have a choice either to fast or to feed a poor person for every day. But whoever does good of his own accord, it is better for him. And that you fast, it is better for you, if only you know." Fasting also invokes a sense of fraternity with the poor, as the ones who keep a fast experience what the needy and hungry feel. Muslims are also enjoined to give alms to charity, to refrain from unnecessary conversations, to close their eyes and ears to everything which is unlawful, to eliminate any bad habits, and to forgive injuries sustained by others. According to Abu Huraira, the Prophet said about the merits of fasting during Ramadan, "Whoever fasts during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah will have his past sins forgiven. Whoever prays during the nights in Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah will have his past sins forgiven. Therefore, when practiced with the proper intention and loving dedication, fasting becomes a chance to nourish the spirit and open up the doors of one's heart." Thank you for accompanying us on today's A Journey Through Ascetic Realms on the spiritual dimensions of fasting in some of the world's religions. Coming up next is our noble lineage after noteworthy news, wishing our Muslim viewers a peaceful and contemplative Ramadan. May all virtuous viewers be blessed in heaven's light.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AJAR.